much for a movie ending romance. Revise and rewrite. I'm uninspired, the script is tired, the cast is looking at me with murderous minds. With murderous minds. I've changed, but you don't look a shade past the day I met you. It's all over for me now, don't you see? Just look at these pictures of me. And look at me now. These lines on my face betray me the deeper lately. Look at these bags under my eyes. Oh, oh,
Too Much Rock podcast number 20. This is your host, Sid Souter. That was Math and Physics Club with the song Movie Ending Romance from the EP of the same name that came out in September of last year on Matinee Records, the home of all things twee and indie pop nowadays. That song is very Belle and Sebastian, even though that's not what Belle and Sebastian are about anymore. Somebody has to be, and I'm glad it's Math and Physics. That's a great song. I'm coming to you from Boston this week, so you hear the sounds of buses idling and horns honking from my window. But at least you've got the good microphone, so you know, you'll take what you can get and you'll like it. I'm going to stick with Matinee Records. We're going to play a song from the Lux Smiths. The song is The Music Next Door. It's off of their Warmer Corners album. They came out in August of last year. The band's prepping for a EP coming out any day now. I think it's called Something About the Hiccup, which is the title, or was the first song on the Warmer Corners album. So an EP featuring one track that's already been out and was out for, I don't know, 5 months. Kind of bizarre. Anyway, let's go ahead and play this. This is the Lux Smiths with The Music Next Door.
Sure.
perfect day for the worst of the plans. In a taxi waits upstairs, a time is up. And I kiss your skin, your hands, your head, your life. Something to believe.
That was the song Sad Boys Dance from the Secret Society off the album Sad Boys Dance When No One's Watching. That is a one-man effort there from Pipo Marquez out of Madrid in Spain. Came out last December and is slowly working its way across the country via blogs and such. Who knows what radio is doing with it? I haven't listened to that in years. It's a wasteland. Before that was something a little happier with the Luxmiths. The song was The Music Next Door from their Warmer Corners album. The Australian trio there is lots of fun, though I'm not sure I like that album as well as I like some of their previous stuff, and nothing can compare to their live shows, which are just full of happiness and wonderment and dancing and silliness and men sometimes in bright yellow sailor's garb. I don't know, it just happens. Coming up next, I've got a song by the band Halloween Alaska, a band that NPR told me about, oh so hip NPR. And so I went and grabbed their two albums, and this is from their most recent album, Too Tall to Hide, came out in 2005, September, I think. This Minneapolis band has been around for a while and kind of fuse lots of different elements that are good. Some electronics and almost breakbeaty sort of things happening in this next song, but a lot of folktronica elements, I guess, as well. And they do some things really well. And on this new album is a cover of an LL Cool J song that has to be heard to believed. It may not be enjoyed, but it has to be heard to believed. So the song I'm going to play is called Bad News Sticks. This is Halloween Alaska.
Scraping up your knees, the Midwest is a tease, and missing out is universal. E stands for everything, and bloody means the same. No matter where you live or who you call, when bad news sticks to you, is it easy to believe that distance and disease separate the 6 degrees? And the day will come when you make someone wanna stay. Down the calendar, the fashion in decline, Pacific Standard Time.
thing. The air was sweet, the grass did sing. You'll never look at me again that way. Do what we choose. I'll take the blame if you want me to. But never look at me again that way.
Hope you're listening with headphones. You got to hear that lovely tumbling banjo there at the end. Unfortunately, you're also hearing the hissing of my radiator. I apologize. That was the Pine Top 7 with the song The Nights Bloom, a band out of Chicago. The song I played there was June, and it doesn't look like June out my window. We got about 14 inches of snow a couple days ago, but it's heating up real quick. It's been the weirdest winter ever. Weirdest winter ever. Anyway, that band, Pine Top 7, I really enjoy. It's got all sorts of interesting elements, and you heard the instrumentation there's really unique. The guy's voice in some songs sounds very John Denver, and it's obviously very Americana, but it's also, I don't know, it's got a lot more to it. It's really good stuff. Before that was Halloween Alaska from Minneapolis with their song Bad News Sticks. Some electronic beats in there, and some kind of indie rock over top of it that doesn't rock a whole lot, but does have a nice envelope to it, I think. I don't even know what that means. All right, coming up next, I've got a song by the Plastic Constellations, going back to Minneapolis there. This album just came out, I don't know, this week or something. I got bugged by it by French Kiss. They definitely sound like a French Kiss band. Ray's got some hold steady elements of rock in there, but well, there's a few other things, and we'll talk about that. So let's go and play this. This is the Plastic Constellations with the song Men in Dark Times.
Just can't stop running, the wheels already turning around. Because we're up against the furnace, the hate is making terrible sound.
All this rust and a terrible break, we've got a mistake.
We're already burning the past, it's catching up to us now.
It's time to shake off this unbearable weight.
Because we're not leaving directions, but every beat tracks in the ground.
We'll be right back.
be shocked to learn that the name of that song is Goddamn by the band Sharp Like Knives off of their album No Pressure. Came out last year on Youth Club Records, I think a label formed just to support them. The band is out of Halifax, and they're currently in the studio working on a 7-inch, first stuff coming out of a real studio. As you can hear, that stuff is very lo-fi, and the production really, really sucks. But underneath it all, I think it's pretty good stuff. It blends the screamo and hardcore elements back with the dance punk, and it is really good. Kind of reminds me of Controller out of Toronto. So it's a Canadian thing, maybe. Who knows? Before that was the Plastic Constellations with the song Men in Dark Times off the Crusades album. Came out this week, I think, on French Kiss Records. We're about done here, it looks like. Wanted to let you know a couple of things. If you're on a new iPod, you may have already noticed all the fancy stuff happening. I've added chapters inside the podcast now because I upgraded to the new GarageBand, and it lets me do that very easily. So you should be able to skip around and skip songs if you like, though I don't encourage that. You should have to sit through everything like I do. After all, the whole point of this podcast is every week you listen to exactly what I got that week. Good or bad, you're stuck with it just like I am, unless I put it on Amazon.com for sale. You should look for my stuff. I sell it cheap. We're going to end things off here with the song Sharpshooter from the band From Monument to Masses off the album The Impossible Leap in 100 Each Simple Steps. It came out on Denmark Records in 2003. This San Francisco band is very expansive and grand and maybe a little overwrought, but they do bridge nicely the gap between like Godspeed You Black Emperor and Don Cab. There's lots of movement and changes, but it also flows nicely, and the samples they wind through work very well. So we're going to play that. I want to thank you for listening. This has been Too Much Rock Podcast number 20. I have been your host, Sid Souter. You can find Too Much Rock online at TooMuchRock.com, plain and simple. Thank you very much, and this is ending things off with From Monument to Masses.
Time now is 7:49. It's time now to find out how the markets are doing.
Hey, good morning, America. I'm sure.
Well, we've got a pretty quiet morning going on, but here's
Lala call between
Dow Jones down 72 points. The NASDAQ.
The customers were objective.
Glad it's not me. But
made with the same quality and care.
The low 60s. Go out and make it a great day.
Get an update on your morning commutes with
financing for a quality use.
Surrender yourself to the Lord.
Airline stocks are actually rallying a bit this morning.
Something like that.
first instant human toll of any crime, and that may be true. But there are terrorist crimes with effects a bit more drawn out that are much more extreme. Nevertheless, it's a historic event, because there was a change. The change was the direction in which the guns were pointed. During these close to 200 years, the United States expelled or mostly exterminated the indigenous population, many million people, conquered half of Mexico, carried out depredations all over the region, Central America, sometimes beyond, conquered Hawaii and the Philippines, killing several hundred thousand Filipinos in the process. Since the Second World War, it's extended its reach around the world in ways I don't have to describe, but it was always killing someone else. The fighting was somewhere else. It was others who were getting slaughtered, not here.